The interview.
Oh, it's jabs for shots. A ridiculous new ploy coming from the governor's office and the Liquor and Cannabis Board. Vaccinations in exchange for free joints, although they have to be pre-rolled. Joining me on the line with his reaction is State Senator Phil Fortunato, Republican from Auburn. Not a fan, I'm told.
Well, I mean, again, this is not what the bill that they're purporting to that allows them to do this actually dealt with. So I don't know where in the heck they get the authorization to give out free joints. But it does not specify the size of the joint, however. And if you remember Cheech and Chong, it could be any size joint. But for those that are more beer and wine and scotch connoisseurs, this also applies to that. So you could go into a bar and say, hey, here's my vaccination shot card. Give me a free shot.
Yeah.
Now, if I was doing that, I would obviously be Johnny Walker Blue or, 18-year-old McAllen's or something. I'm not going to go for the cheap stuff if I'm going to get a free
shot. They're not giving you the good stuff. Let's be clear. They're not going to give you the good stuff. So, obviously, this is an interesting, this is an interesting stunt in that presumably they think the folks who are not getting vaccinated are stoners or people who would be motivated by free weed. I don't know if there's any data to back that up or if they're just going all in to get more shots in arms. But from the perspective of just sending the right message and just optics, is this the right move?
No, I mean, I think this is idiotic. I mean, we are moving away from a medical reason to do this, and now you could win a lottery, you could win $1 million, you could get free booze, you could get free weed, and do you enter into the lottery, you get free weed and get a free enter into the lottery. And actually the big lottery winners here are people that had COVID, didn't even know it, recovered from it, and they're now basically immune. And are they? They're not eligible unless they get a shot, right?
Yeah.
This is crazy stuff. And this, this whole thing, the discrimination based on vaccinations, the mandatory kids wearing masks and things like that in school, all under the pretense of having this medical reason, which there's loads of data on both sides saying that this is nonsense.
Well, then where do
this is government out of control.
Well, clearly, but this is the result of not having control in Olympia. This is not enough Republicans voted to put Republicans in office. We ended up losing a seat in the Senate that should not have been lost. This is just the end result of that. I hope people take all of this nonsense that's going on and get motivated in this next election to put more Republicans in seats all across the state. Should the state be opened right now? Because what I don't understand here is the governor saying we get to 70% of vaccines before June 30th and he'll reopen the state. But if we don't get to 70% of vaccines in bodies by June 30th, on June 30th, we reopen anyway. What's the logic just opening now?
Well, the standard joke is, a guy goes to his doctor and says, doctor, when will this be over? And the doctor goes, how do I know? I'm a doctor. I'm not a politician.
Yeah.
I go, all right, why are other states have been fully open for months? Other states are sending their kids to school without masks. And what we're doing is traumatizing our kids and we're discriminating against people. And we're telling people if you want to keep your job, you got to get vaccinated. You got to get a shot that may, in fact, by the way, kill you. 27 people did die from, after getting the vaccination.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's not without risk, but you're no longer able to make your own medical decisions. I'm having Jay Inslee making medical decisions for people in my district and telling them that they can't be employed or this or that unless they get a shot. But by the way, we'll give you free booze or free marijuana. I mean, and enter you into a lottery.
It is ridiculous. I will say, just for fairness, the risk of the vaccine is very, very low for most people, not for everybody. And you and I are on the exact same page as far as the mandate. A mandate is absolutely ridiculous. I can't stand that we're not even allowed to ask basic questions about the safety of the vaccine without being called an anti-vaxxer. But anywhere even close to a mandate, and I also include just the general pressure that's being put on people to get a vaccine in a way that just seems kind of underhanded to me, just seems wrong. We'll leave it at that. State Senator Phil Fortunato, I really appreciate you stopping by. I love that you call this nonsense out. Thank you so much.
Right. Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And now this.